From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Muslim worshippers celebrated Thursday Israel's decision to remove more security measures from entrances to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Hundreds converged near the holy site in Jerusalem's Old City early Thursday after Israel removed railings and scaffolding where cameras were previously mounted from one entrance of the Haram al-Sharif compound known to Jews as the Temple Mount. Metal detectors had been removed Tuesday. University of San Francisco analyst Stephen Zuna said he understands the deep emotions displayed since the security apparatus was put in place following the July 14 killings of two Israeli policemen.
The Netanyahu government at this point may be thinking that the risk of terrorism and of violence, rather than being curbed by these security measures, may actually be worsened by the popular reaction to these security measures.
Rival Palestinian factions Fatah and Hamas issued separate statements calling for more mass protests Friday. Meanwhile, Muslim leaders said they will decide Thursday whether worshippers can return to the mosque for prayers. Two German crewmen aboard a military helicopter assigned to the UN peacekeeping mission in Mali crashed Wednesday in the northern desert.
Es wurde kein Notruf durch die verunglückte Besatzung abgegeben.
The Deputy Inspector General of the German Armed Forces, Vice Admiral Joachim Rühle, said no emergency signal was emitted by the crew and the helicopter was burned completely. He said there is no evidence it was brought down intentionally. The Tiger helicopter crashed some 70 kilometers north of Gao. Investigators are expected to search for the flight data recorder Thursday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Wednesday announced sanctions against 13 senior officials of Venezuela's government and state oil company as the opposition staged a two-day general strike aimed at preventing Sunday's vote to create a new assembly to rewrite the country's constitution. President Nicolas Maduro described the sanctions as unlawful and insolent. Meanwhile, protesters clashed again with security forces, with at least one person killed. Some 100 have died in almost daily demonstrations since early April. The opposition-led strike is to end with a protest march Friday in the capital, Caracas. La Trobe University analyst Raul Sanchez Urbari said it's possible Sunday's election may not take place.
The regime might actually decide to give up, for example, on the Constituent Assembly to save face from the possible, quite likely, lack of attendance to the electoral booths on Sunday.
Mr. Maduro has vowed to press ahead with a vote that the opposition warns will institutionalize dictatorship. The UN Wednesday named three human rights experts to lead an investigation into crimes committed in the Kasai region of Democratic Republic of Congo. The announcement follows an accusation by the UN Joint Human Rights Office that elements of the Congolese army dug most of dozens of mass graves discovered there in recent months. Meanwhile, one of DRC's notorious warlords, Ntabo Ntabere Sheka, wanted for alleged crimes against humanity, surrendered to UN peacekeepers on Wednesday. He is Maimai Sheka, is one of the number of armed groups operating in eastern Congo. Afghan security forces Wednesday safely recovered two Pakistani diplomats weeks after they were abducted in the east. The men were serving at Pakistan's consulate general in Jalalabad and were traveling back to their country June 16th when they were abducted by unknown kidnappers. In India, the death toll from flooding blamed on monsoon rain stands at nearly 100. Particularly hard hit the western state of Gujarat, with tens of thousands displaced. Relief and rescue operations continue. Taiwan electronics giant Foxconn Wednesday announced plans to build a large LCD display panel screen plant in the upper Midwest state of Wisconsin. News President Donald Trump praised.
It will be about the biggest there is anywhere. The company's initial investment of more than $10 billion will create 3,000 jobs at a minimum, with the potential for up to 13,000 jobs in the very near future.
The state is offering Foxconn $3 billion in incentives and will sign a memorandum of understanding Thursday. And Congressman Steve Scalise has released from a Washington hospital Wednesday after 6 weeks of intensive care after he was critically wounded in an ambush near Washington. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.